Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply follow the leader. Remember when we were in elementary school, we played a lot of games. Of course, hide and go seek and mother may I, red light, green light, you name it. But one that I think was played all over the country, maybe the world, was the game of follow the leader. You remember, if there was someone designated as the leader, then our job was to follow them. If the leader climbed a tree, we had to climb a tree. If the leader jumped a fence, we jumped a fence. If the leader ran over a puddle, we had to run over that same puddle. Well, hopefully, we had a good leader, and then sometimes we had the chance to actually be the leader. Well, I submit to you that today, everybody's still playing the same game. Whether you're in the corporate world, whether you run your own business, if you're an entrepreneur, whatever you do, I guarantee you that either you're following somebody or somebody's following you. And in most cases, the same thing's happening at the same time. You're following someone and somebody's following you. So in order for us to excel and thrive in businesses, we must know how to implement a proper leader concept. Nobody wants to be responsible for leading people in the wrong direction. And nobody wants to follow someone going in the wrong direction. So in our LEAD acronym today, it's four key components that I hope we get to finish that outlines what it takes to be a quality leader. That L reminds us that first of all, the leader loves. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the leader loves. Now, you may feel like that leadership and that love in business is one of the hardest things to quantify. Obviously, it's not that affectionate love. Of course, it's not. It is those components that makes your team know that you truly care about them. Remember, the poet Maya Angelou once said that nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And I believe that there are ways we can actually show love in three easy steps. I call it the AAA method. It's availability, accountability, and adaptability. The first goal is to be available. You can show your love to your team by your availability. Remember, the dad that's unavailable to his children is labeled a deadbeat dad because he's not there. When a president is about to leave office, they call that the lame duck session because he's no longer around. He's on his way out and a new guy's coming in. Well, when you want to really show love to your team, make yourself available. It's what we need to do. Your team will expand over time, and as it expands, they need to know that they can call you and get a return, that they can email you and you'll answer it back. You will respond when they reach out. They want to know availability. Second, they want to know accountability. You know, they want to see that you practice what you preach. If you go to a football practice, you may see some players that have missed practice, but the coach is always there. If you go to a band practice, there may be some people on the instruments that are not in their seats when they should be, but the instructor is always there. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when it comes to leadership, then we are the ones that our team follows, and they do it based upon our accountability. That other A in that love component says adaptability. You don't raise children the same because you will never get the same result if you do. If you've got one that is a bookworm, a genius, and very intelligent, and the other one that is an athlete and maybe not as good on the books, you have to train and raise them differently in order to be able to get the best out of them both. The same thing holds true with a team. You always have to modify some of the practices and processes to accommodate those on the team that may not be as advanced as the others. Now, that E in our love, our LEAD acronym, I apologize, is energize. You know you're dealing with a leader because you're dealing with someone with energy. The leader is the light life of the party. His absence is felt. His presence is too. It seems like the leader never sleeps, and he always has you on his mind. The leader is positive, enthusiastic, aggressive, charismatic. The things that you need in order to thrive, it seems like the leader's got it. It seems like the leader is always ready, and that energy transcends to the team. It attracts people like a magnet. You've seen it before. You probably have it yourself. That energy, that enthusiasm, that drive, that fire, that desire that makes you excel and advance beyond all others. Yes, my friends, leaders must have energy. Then that A says leaders are authentic. Yes, that's the A in our LEAD acronym. They're authentic. They don't always remind you of somebody else. There are some things you can only get from them. Think about those restaurants you go to that may be cultural restaurants, maybe Chinese or Mexican restaurants or Italian restaurants. The best ones sell authentic food. In other words, it reminds you of some place in Mexico or Italy or Greece or France. It's authentic. You can only get it there. That's the reason why the restaurant's popular, because everybody wants to go for that authentic food. Well, leadership gains popularity simply because people love being around those who are authentic. They want someone that's not just quoting something they heard from a book they read, and they want somebody that has a particular character and uniqueness all his or her own. They love authentic. You don't eat Fruity Pebbles because it reminds you of Captain Crunch. No, my friends and neighbors, you eat them because of their originality. Everyone likes an original, and leaders are authentic. Finally, my friends, that D in our LEAD acronym says leaders are decisive. No one wants to follow an indecisive leader. Someone always changing that cannot make up his or her mind. Let me say this, that's doing 15 businesses and trying to convince you to do just one. Nobody wants to follow that type of leader. They want the leader that can make swift, sound, effective decisions and stick with the decisions they've made. I've seen it happen in business where a guy may run one company and he has a team, and then all of a sudden, after everybody's gotten their mind focused on that one company, he hops over and says, hey, no, now we're going to do something different. Well, it's hard to follow that type of leader because you don't know how often things are going to change. Followers love consistency. They want to get in a rhythm. They want a routine. And the more decisive we are as leaders, the easier it is for people to follow us because they know what they can expect. My friends, I hope this segment was enjoyable to you. And if it was, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Just contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goal.